The liberal activist group Indivisible held a town hall meeting last night where it targeted Republican 7th District Congressman Billy Long for criticism. The district's Democratic chair, Krista Stark, notes Long has not held a public forum in 2017. She says he's skirting his responsibility by avoiding difficult conversations with constituents.
A congressperson has many jobs: to represent their constituents, to do the people's work. And part of that entails listening to their constituents' pain in person.
The Indivisible Town Hall was held at the Schweitzer Brentwood Library in Springfield. The organization formed after the election of Donald Trump. It holds events to oppose the president and Republican priorities such as repealing the Affordable Care Act. A Missouri congressman who's one of the top Republicans on Capitol Hill says the House has delivered on all of President Trump's priorities. However, Salem GOP Congressman Jason Smith says while the House has passed 360 bills this Congress, the Senate has approved fewer than 100.
We have 280-some bills sitting over there from the House, including the repeal replacement of Obamacare to purchasing insurance across state lines, associated health plans, repeal and replacement of Dodd-Frank.
Republicans currently control the Senate 52-48. Smith, the House GOP conference secretary, is wrapping up a 15-county district tour today. He's been speaking to schools, small businesses, and the Iron County Medical Center in Pilot Knob. A hearing in a federal lawsuit in St. Louis brought by the American Civil Liberties Union featured police testimony yesterday. The suit targets the treatment of protesters after the murder trial of a former St. Louis police officer. That's Jason Stockley. Police personnel yesterday denied violating the rights of protesters or others and said that their orders to disperse unlawful assemblies were legal and proper. And an event meant to draw attention to the problem of human trafficking is being held in Missouri's capital city Sunday. Diamonds March is set to start at 2 p.m. An effort to get Medicaid expansion before a public vote in Missouri is enjoying early success. Supporters have received approval from the state to start gathering signatures required to get it on the ballot. But Dave Dillon with the Missouri Hospital Association thinks the health program would face an uphill battle even if it passed a public vote. He says its implementation could be stalled by Republicans who've been unrelenting in their opposition to the concept.
If it's going to happen in Missouri, it's going to have to happen in a way that can pass the muster with a very conservative legislature and now a conservative governor.
Medicaid expansion is also clouded by President Trump, whose administration has taken measures to destabilize the Affordable Care Act that the expansion falls under. A community listening session was held last night in St. Louis County for residents to vent their frustrations over inaction at the Superfund site where radioactive waste has languished for decades. The EPA is approaching a cleanup decision for the site known as the Westlake Landfill. More at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.